That's not the game of life. If all you're after is manipulating people and deceiving them, the game will turn against you at some point. What is the most misunderstood lesson from your books? You know, the 48 Laws of Power, which is my most popular book, a lot of people assumed that all you need to do and get ahead in life is to have these political skills, to be able to deceive people, to be able to crush your enemy totally, to, you know, conceal your intentions, all blah, 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 blah. Being political and knowing how to manipulate is what will lead to success. And I made it clear in the introduction, the preface to the 48 Laws of Power, and in the book itself, that's not the game of life. If all you're after is manipulating people and deceiving them, the game will turn against you at some point. You will reach a point where you'll have made enemies, where people won't like working with you, that you will have turned so many people off that you will find it harder and harder and harder to gain power. And so what is misunderstood is that there's a very important aspect in the 48 Laws of Power that people ignore, which is building alliances, which is learning how to work with people, which is knowing how to be the perfect courtier, with knowing how to seduce and get people to like you and to be able to please with them, and to be able to work with them, and to be able to create compelling spectacles that excite them, and to, you know, to make you somebody that recreate yourself, to make yourself somebody exciting and interesting and socially attractive. And that's a huge part of the 48 Laws of Power. And people misunderstand it, misread the book, as if the only thing that matters is conning and deceiving and manipulating. And it's a lesson that I think it comes from people who don't really read the book seriously and don't really look at all of the laws and the contexts of them.